The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, on Friday, it was reported that the University of Galway was proposing to replace its general arts courses due to an international downward trend in their popularity. However, the college later on Friday emphasised that they are not cutting arts degrees, they are reimagining them. But despite the many quips that may be made about arts degrees, do they still have an important place in college? Broadcaster Muireann O'Connell joins us now to discuss. Good evening to you, Muireann. You yourself, of course, are an arts graduate.
I am, yeah. I was that kid who was feckless, not having a clue what I wanted to do. And I ended up in Galway for 3 years doing arts. It was the best time ever.
And so you would say arts degree, because I suppose the quips that we were referring to there are people saying arts degrees aren't worth the paper they're written on, you're qualified for nothing. You totally disagree.
No, not necessarily. Listen, my brother, and this is, and I swear to God, I don't mean any shade to anyone who works in McDonald's, but that's what he called it. He was like, all right, there's your McDonald's degree. What are you going to do after this? And I said, sure, I haven't a fucking clue. But I had three of the best years where I sat down. I got to read books. I got to read about politics. I got to read about plays. I got to read about Russia. And like, I know it was the best crack in the entire world. It just kind of, I didn't feel like there was any pressure. I think when I saw that report on Friday, and it was because people wanted more immediate paths to, you know, making money, just made me really sad, because I suppose I never thought about making money when I did arts. I just wanted to bum around Galway for 3 years having a bit of crack, and it was brilliant.
But as you say, it was more than a bit of crack. You did read about Russia, you did read about politics. Do you think that we are in some ways dismissing the value of a broad-based education?
Listen, personally for me, yeah, because I didn't know what I wanted to do. I think the competitive nature of the world now, like when I see young ones, and just because they have a hobby, next thing it's like, how can you make money out of this hobby? Like my niece is currently, she's doing her co-op from UL, and she's not getting paid for it, and she is absolutely raging about the fact that she's not getting paid for it. I'm like, you're doing a few hours, you're doing like 3 or 4 hours here and there, you're grand. Like it's this real world of like, all of a sudden you can knit, so you should be making money from being able to knit. I just don't think there's very much enjoyment anymore. And listen, I totally get it. We live in this world where it's like, well, how are you going to be able to afford a house? How are you going to be able to afford rent? The one thing about arts when you're in Galway is that you know, you're doing about 3 minutes a week, so you've got plenty of time to work. So it's grand.
Do you think, though, that when people come out, like, did you do anything after the arts degree educationally, or did you just go straight into the workforce?
I fecked off to Australia. I was that kid.
All right.
But that was the only plan.
Well, that's fair. But you didn't do a master's or a PhD. You didn't do any of that stuff.
No, I never went on to do anything else.
Well, apart from have a fantastic successful career. But obviously, if I'm looking around our office here, which may be very similar to Virgin, but like a huge amount of the people I work with, what they did was an arts degree before they came into media. So there are things that an arts degree does sort of have a natural lead on from, isn't there? Like teaching, media, you know, and other kids like would do, I suppose, post-grad courses and things and kind of shimmy one way or another. But it certainly isn't something that doesn't give you, I suppose, an education and a qualification.
No, like friends of mine from arts are solicitors. Friends of mine are teachers. Friends of mine from arts are head of human resources for big companies. Like, it's just because we were 18 and being told, like, if I had gone on and done something like, God only knows, engineering or whatever, and then to do 3 years of that and go, I hate every single second of this, no thanks very much, that would have been my experience. But for some people, they are hyper focused and they know exactly what they want to do, and that's why there are these courses there. But if UCG are saying that no one wants these courses anymore, that they have to redesign them because people want all these prospects or these ways to get, you know,
my understanding is that they are dividing them up, so it's not as broad and general that you can go into, you can go down a road within arts, but they will be arts. Do you know what I mean? That they
yeah.
won't, yeah, they won't be just your BA where you can have a little bit of whatever you fancy. That they'll be more structured maybe than that in terms of the subject choices, which maybe is fine. But they are saying they're not doing away with it.
No, but I suppose I know some kids now who are, some young adults who are in college and who are doing specialised courses. And they're like, oh God, no, I'm probably going to change to something else. They were 18 when they picked these courses, you know. And it's, but that was their decision to make. I totally get that. But I did enjoy the fact that because I didn't know what I wanted to do, there was 1,000 other people who were happy to play football on the concourse in NUIG with me, rolled up pieces of paper. Like, there was a pile of us. We didn't have a clue what we were doing.
Maybe lastly, they said that one of the reasons that they think that they need to do the reimagining is because people want direct routes to employment. There is a, that's kind of understandable, isn't it? It's really hard to buy a house. It's really hard to pay for rent or to do any of those types of things. And huge amounts of people who go to college, yes, they're on grants and you know, making them stretch as far as they can, but else they're maybe living off their parents' dollar and the parents are also saying, well, I can't afford to bankroll you for 3 years in Galway unless you're going to come out and get a job. So I can kind of understand where the change is coming from because of, I suppose, the cost of living and the housing crisis and all that. I mean, we might say that's a shame that people don't have that time to indulge, but maybe we've become less indulgent. Is that fair?
Here, I don't think anyone that I knew in my course didn't work. I mean, I'm not joking. You're doing 16 hours a week. If I had gone off to Galway from Limerick and not gotten a job when I was in college, my parents would have laughed me out the house and gone, who the hell do you think you are? There's not a hope in hell. So we all had jobs. Like, we all worked when we were in college in Galway, probably to our detriment between people working on CPs in Cuba and the college bar and wherever the hell we were. But it was... I certainly think that a lot of people should be working in college. Personally, that's my experience. It's the rounded thing, especially if you're doing arts. But as I said, for other people, absolutely. If they feel now they want more direct routes to employment because we live in this hustle culture world where if anyone sits down for a rest for an hour during the day to read a book, it's like, well, isn't it well for some? Whereas if you're out doing a 5K, aren't you just absolutely wonderful? It's like sitting down and doing something that's a little bit chill. It's just been completely and utterly devalued, and that we have to have 57 jobs and we have to
constant productivity. Is it the Americanization of us as a culture, do you think?
Yeah, constant productivity has done what? You're looking at America where the wealth gap is getting wider and wider every single second, and you've got people over there who are working 3 and 4 jobs trying to survive. It feels like the billionaires are getting richer. Everyone else is getting poorer. The wealth gap is getting more and more. And we are buying into this culture where we have to work all of the time rather than kind of sitting down and chilling. And I do like, oh God, if you know what you want to do when you're 18, that's great. But to kind of feel that you need to be working straight away when you're 18, it does make me a little bit sad.
We will leave it there on that note. That is broadcaster and style icon, I should say, Muireann O'Connell. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.